This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Chris Sprunk. Chris, you're the head of the Atlanta PHP user group, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. And I've been over and visited with you guys and have known of you guys for quite some time. And you've got a thriving group over there. And so I want to talk to you a little bit today about user groups and user group dynamics to help some of the other people out there that are working in user groups get an idea of how a group like Atlanta handles things. So my first question for you is, since you've taken over the Atlanta PHP group, what's been your biggest success?
Well, I think the most obvious difference we've had is we changed locations. We were kind of in a small, cramped, kind of relatively sterile conference room at a location, and we've since moved to a co-working place here in Atlanta that has a lot more room. Some of the issues we had with the old location were lousy parking that you had to pay for, no Wi-Fi access, and so on. So we've really kind of opened things up, you know, literally and figuratively in just having a much better location. And I think the lesson to be taken from that is if you're running a group, if you find something that's really not working right, try something else. You don't have to, you know, stick with anything in particular that's, you know, not quite working, or if you get feedback from members and so forth, certainly, you know, change it up. See what works and doesn't work.
Excellent. Good advice. And you've been, I know you were working with Ben Ramsey before he moved here to Nashville, but how long has it been since that you've been the leader of the group?
It's been about a year and a half, I think.
Okay.
So it's been going pretty well.
Excellent. Okay. How do you keep your membership interested in the meetings? Do you have a specific format, or do you vary formats, or is it just the free beer, or what?
Well, the short version between the meetings is we keep them interested by announcing the next meeting. what we try to do, we have a mailing list, and we try to spark some discussion, and it's we get a lot of job postings, so. Between meetings, that's kind of our primary interaction at this point. What we've discussed doing is having more things like training workshops and educational opportunities. We did a kind of a half-day tutorial on an intro to CodeIgniter, which was pretty successful, and we'd like to get back to planning more things like that. So we just haven't had a chance to really get, you know, on a kind of a regular pattern or schedule with that. So we have ideas in mind to provide opportunities beyond just a regular monthly meeting, and we've got a few people who are trying to help us kind of jumpstart our mailing list discussion and so forth.
Excellent. Now, I'm guessing this is a problem with most user groups, but you have a lot more people on your mailing list than actually attend. Are you okay with this? I know some user groups don't like that. They want people that are going to be there and show up at the meetings. How do you handle this, or are you okay with it?
I think it's fine. I know some people who are our subscribers aren't that close to Metro Atlanta or our meeting location. I'm an hour away myself, so I'm perfectly happy with having people who aren't regular attendees just kind of listen in and you know, occasionally get people piping up with answers to a question or generating questions. So I think that's perfectly valuable to have, you know, people kind of following you and keeping tabs on things that don't necessarily come to a meeting.
Excellent. Okay. Final question. What has been the most fun part for you about being in the leadership of a PHP user group?
Well, I think, you know, kind of the obvious thing is the camaraderie factor. It's fun just to get together with, you know, like minds and talk about problems and what's going on in the world of PHP and you know, to be able to bounce ideas off each other and help each other out. And I think along with that is, at least I get the satisfaction of people who come up and say, hey, this meeting was terrific, what's the next one? Or, hey, you helped me solve a problem, things like that. I think that's the idea of being able to kind of, you know, provide value to people in that sense. And, you know, kind of the, whether it's by accident or sheer repetition that, you know, hey, we're kind of getting things right some of the time, at least, you know, so we can, you know, it's just that being able to kind of throw something back, you know, it'd be like working on an open source project, where you can contribute something. I feel, the satisfaction of being able to, in my part, kind of help other people in that sense.
Yeah, well, I agree. And contributing back to the community, I feel, is a very important part of what makes the PHP community so great. People like you and all the other user group leaders that I've had on Voices of the Elephant, you know, contributing back their time in raising up good user groups, raising up new developers that get involved in their user groups and start learning things. So that's excellent. Hey, okay, the name of the group is Atlanta PHP. What is the URL for everybody?
It's atlantaphp.org.
Okay. And thank you, Chris, for taking the time today to talk with me. And thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community.
Oh, you're very welcome, Cal. And to you, likewise. You provide tremendous service and resource to all of us, so you're greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.